From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, December 4th. Coming up, we'll learn about the late sculptor Richard Hunt and his exhibit at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Shoppers in Danville will continue to pay a 1% tax at grocery stores. That says Illinois plans to phase out the statewide tax starting in 2026. The Danville City Council voted to maintain the tax, which is expected to bring in $750,000 a year. Officials say the revenue will go towards replacing police cars and maintaining infrastructure. Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. says the grocery tax will help the city secure funding for future projects without jeopardizing its financial stability.
Almost all the parks improvements that we're planning to do over the next year, without $750,000, $750,000, it would be a huge X.
Those opposed to the tax argued that dropping it would provide relief to Danville residents. The motion passed with a 10-4 vote. At the start of next year, a new state law will take effect that aims to improve access to mental health care for veterans and first responders. The measure blocks non-competes clauses that stop therapists from leaving their employer if it makes it harder or more expensive for veterans and first responders to receive care. State Senator Paul Faraci sponsored the proposal. He says those agreements will no longer be enforced, making it easier for them to get the support they need.
We're seeing way too many first responders and veterans struggle with mental health issues because of what they do to protect us every day. And so it's the least we can do to help them if and when they decide they do need assistance.
Faraci is also supporting a bill that would protect mental health care access for first responders who have retired. That proposal passed the state Senate last month and has been sent to the House. Infamous government mole Danny Solis is finally off the witness stand in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Dave McKinney has more.
Solis secretly recorded thousands of conversations for the FBI, including his 2016 visit to a massage parlor with a political operative. On Solis's final day of testimony, defense lawyers delved into that visit to question his credibility. The FBI alleged the operative, who represented a city contractor, arranged for Solis to receive sex acts at massage parlors. Madigan lawyer Dan Collins asked Solis if he remembered on that visit tipping his masseuse $25. He couldn't recall. Then, Collins asked Solis if he remembered his masseuse's name was Cynthia. Prosecutors objected, effectively stopping their star witness from answering. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Allerton Park's annual holiday showcase is returning this weekend. The event in Monticello includes vendors, carriage rides, food, music, and other activities. Visitors can also take a mile-long walk through a garden with winter wonderland decorations and holiday lights. The showcase's opening night is on Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. The event runs on Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets to visit the holiday showcase this weekend are $10 per person. You can find more information at IPMNewsroom.org. Still to come, we'll learn about the late sculptor Richard Hunt and his exhibit at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today: partly cloudy and windy with a high of 42 degrees. A west wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of light rain or snow flurries and a low of 11 degrees. Northwest wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 45 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny and cold with a high of 23 degrees. Northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 10 degrees. Northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 29 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, President-elect Trump has selected RFK Jr. to oversee America's public health agencies. He's promising to make America healthy again, but critics worry about his plans to stop research into infectious diseases in favor of chronic conditions and about his record as a skeptic on life-saving vaccines. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Richard Hunt was a prolific black sculptor from Chicago's South Side who died last December. He used his art to express grief, racial trauma, and liberation. His abstract metal creations are on display at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield. Mawa Iqbal spent a day at the exhibit with Hunt's biographer and close friend, John Ott. The music you will hear is composed by Randy Irwin. It's inspired by what Hunt would listen to while sculpting.
At the opening of the exhibition is a somber, reflective moment to see one of Hunt's first welded sculptures. Hero's Head is a depiction in sculptural form of the lynched body of Emmett Till that Richard saw in the funeral in 1955 that he attended with his family. This was attended by thousands and thousands of people on the South Side of Chicago. Emmett Till became a spark of the civil rights movement, and very important also within the context of Richard's finding himself, his own aim and direction is his artistic practice. The sculpture is a little smaller than life size. It was of a 14-year-old Emmett, but the sculpture recounts in somewhat abstracted form the horrible tragedy that this lynching had on Emmett Till's head. A crushed face, a missing eyeball, a cracked skull. One of the largest sculptures in the exhibition is From the Sea, which was commissioned by McDonald's Corporation from Hunt in 1983. That was the year that Ronald Reagan finally passed a federal holiday for Martin Luther King Jr. This particular sculpture of nearly 6 foot tall and just as wide represents crashing waves of the Red Sea. And you can see through the overarching waves that look quite menacing as they're crashing down the path and the opening of the Red Sea created by Moses to help the Israelites escape. This particular moment was captured in a speech by Martin Luther King Jr. in his 1956 sermon, which was titled The Death of Evil Upon the Seashore. And in that particular speech, King said, and I quote here, "There is a Red Sea in history that ultimately comes to carry the forces of goodness to victory. And that same Red Sea closes in to bring doom and destruction to the forces of evil." As we leave the exhibition, one of the more poignant pieces is the maquette for Hero Ascending, recalling back to Hunt's origin story, really the origin of his artistic life and practice, having seen Emmett, and then now at the end of his life, having been commissioned to build a sculptural monument to Emmett himself. And you can see the forms of wings, you can see the uplift throughout the sculpture, where he ultimately aimed his life's work was this idea of freedom and growth. And this was his reaction after processing the trauma of Emmett Till, that he would spend the rest of his life dedicating his sculptural practice to the highest achievements of Black Americans, as well as people all across the world, which is the desire for freedom.
John Ott, a biographer and longtime friend of the Chicago sculptor Richard Hunt. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Analigo Chuba, May Antar, Dave McKinney, Kulsum Khan, and Mawa Iqbal. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.